Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson at the River to River car cruise downtown on the public square. Wanted to talk to a couple of minutes here with someone in charge of a business here in town that's maybe a little bit hidden, but they're still, from what I understand, doing a whole lot of really good work. And that's Quartermax here in town. And the owner is?
Well, my dad and I are co-owners. My father, Rick Jones, started the company 30 years ago, and I'm his son, Ricky Jones. And we're out on Linwood Road. We have about 25 employees, and we specialize in high-performance drag racing and even some street performance parts. We have an online website, quartermax.com, where we have thousands of parts on there for sale. And we manufacture a lot of our own chassis line in-house, so all the chassis parts are made in our shop here. And then we're also a distributor for 80 other companies as well.
How long have you been in operation?
30 years. My dad started the company actually out of his garage 30 years ago from Galesburg, born and raised, both of us. And proud to be down here and be a part of this.
Yeah, and we're glad you took some time to talk to us here for sure. The organizers were telling me, Ricky, that in the last couple of years, you guys have really kind of grown and kind of expanded what you're doing. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, primarily for 20 plus years, we've been mostly dedicated ourselves to hardcore drag racing. Just these past few years, we've tried to expand our product line and our capabilities out to the street market. There's a lot of parts that we manufacture that cross over for street performance guys. And, so basically just come out here to extend our invitation to have a look at our catalog, have a look at our website. And if there's anything that we can help people with in town, don't be afraid to call.
What got you interested, you specifically interested in the family business, or was it just kind of, and I mean this in a good way, not much of a choice?
Yeah, I'd say pretty much no choice. It's pretty much just in my blood, and definitely a big family business. Definitely my parents started it, and my wife and I, we work there together, along with all the staff, the great staff that we have that even... it's just a fantastic family environment that we have, and just love going to work every day. And when you get to work on cool cars, anything that makes noise and goes fast, we love it. So it doesn't matter what it is.
When you say street performance for the uneducated like me, who's lucky to own a car, let alone drive it, what are we talking about here?
Street performance is a pretty vague term. You're right. It's pretty much anything that enhances the look, the performance, the power level of any street vehicle. So that could be a set of wheels, it could be an exhaust, it could be some digital gauges, could be the fuzzy dice hanging from the mirror. Pretty much anything that makes it look cool or go faster or make it sound louder, and is basically what we try to specialize in.
Anything that soups it up then is what you're telling me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You said you've worked on a lot of cool things in your time there. What's the coolest, do you think? Or give me an idea of some of the types of things you've worked on.
Well, like I said, we mostly specialize in specialized in drag race cars. And I'd say probably one of the most popular things, anyone that's out there that's familiar with NHRA drag racing, my dad and I are crew chiefs for the Erica Enders Elite Motorsports Pro Stock team, and we are the back-to-back world champions in that series in 2014 and 2015.
So congratulations.
Thank you, yeah. So being a part of that at that professional level, pretty much the pinnacle of drag racing, to win world championships as not only as builders but also as tuners and fabricators and crew chiefs has been a really big feather in our cap for our careers, for sure.
Did you imagine you'd ever be a crew chief?
Well, it's something that growing up watching my dad race that I always dreamed about being involved in, and just feel very blessed to be able to have those opportunities, and just very blessed that it's come together like that, and we've had so much success.
So when your dad has raced, so this sounds to me like this maybe is kind of the next logical piece of progression up to that.
Yes, my dad started racing at Cordova Dragway, which is up by the Quad Cities, back when he was a teenager. His brother-in-law actually got him hooked in it, and he'd go to the track and help him with it. And actually back in late 70s when my dad was in high school, he drove a 69 Camaro to high school. And eventually he started taking his car, working on it, making it go faster. And people in the community started to notice and said, hey, would you mind doing work to my car as well?
And the family business was born.
That's correct, yep.
Is there something in this line of work that you've wanted to do but haven't yet? Or is this pretty much... You're encompassing everything you could possibly want to do, short of racing, of course.
Honestly, the sky's the limit for us. We try to come to work every day and bring that approach to if anything we can do to possibly make better or make improvement. Here, let me ask you a question. Do you know what the largest room in the world is?
No, I don't.
Let that soak for a minute. It's the room for improvement.
Ah!
All right, so... That's what we love about our job is the challenge to make products that are better quality, affordable, and definitely the ultimate challenge to either go faster or look cool or just all in all have fun with your vehicle.
Are there plans for expansion, further expansion, or are you about where you think you need to be right now?
You always want to try to grow if you're not...
About room for improvement I just heard.
That's right. Well, and that's, you always want to try to do better is just our approach every day. So, that's been my dad's number one mindset from the beginning is to try to give your best, give it your all every day, and that's all you can do.
And real quickly, you guys have brought a couple of cars here.
Yeah, we do. We have a 69 Camaro here. We've got a 51 Chevy truck, and we've got a old Parkwood wagon down here. Some pretty cool street cars.
All right. And you're set up right in front of the old Broadview here.
Yes, sir. Yep, right down here on the square.
How can folks find out more about either the Performance Consulting or Quartermax?
You can definitely go to quartermax.com. That's our website. You can find us on Facebook. Follow us on there. Or just stop into our store on Lomond Road, pick up a catalog, or come out here and see us today.
And you're right near the Lake is Ford, the former Lake is Ford dealership, which is now Yem Ford, correct?
Yep, correct. Yep, just between the Armory there and G&M Distributors.
All right, very good. Well, Ricky Jones, it's been great to talking with you. I've worked here very off and on for a long time, and I didn't even know you guys existed. But that's not necessarily a bad thing, right?
Well, Galesburg's best kept secret.
There you go. Ricky, thanks so much. Congratulations and best wishes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again, Ricky Jones here on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll be back live with more from the River to River Car Cruise, including also Kim Commando and Sports next on WGIL.